It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
This Thanksgiving is going to be one we never forget. COVID-19 has changed how we gather and celebrate. For many, it will be the first time our families aren't gathering. And for those that choose to get together, we will be introducing new safety practices that we never had to before. Here are a few tips to help you host a safer Thanksgiving this year while still enjoying your family. Keep the group small. Ideally, just your immediate family or relatives you see often. If possible, plan to enjoy the meal outdoors. If the weather is rainy, move the gathering to the garage and leave the garage door open. Socially distance your guests. I'm setting up 3 card tables, each 6 feet apart. One will be for my immediate family, and the others will be designated seating for the grandparents. Skip the buffet. Have one person wearing a mask and gloves pre-plate everyone's meal. Prepare food for family members and friends who choose not to attend in person. Deliver the meals to them without person-to-person contact, and maybe invite them to eat with you on Zoom. Kat Gordon, the owner of Muddy's Bake Shop, shared a great piece of advice. She wanted to remind us that even if your gathering is smaller and socially distanced, you can still incorporate some meaningful moments. She recommended asking everyone to make a toast to 2020. Leave it open-ended or suggest sharing something the year has taught them. At the end of the day, this holiday is all about reconnecting and appreciating, and we can still do that even in a pandemic. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Thanksgiving!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.